Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Tailored for Success. This is your host, Sharice Taylor, and we're talking about taking it to the top, pardon me, in your career, taking it to the top in your career. Go for greatness in your career. And here's what I want to first share with you. No matter where you are in your professional career right now, some of you are just graduating high school, some of you just graduated college, some of you are just starting high school, just starting college, some of you are midstream career, maybe you've got 3 to 5 years in working professionally, some of you are nearing retirement, and everything in between. Go for greatness. And so the first thing is to take a look at where you are. Take a good, honest look. Where am I? I'm working at McDonald's. I'm working at Starbucks. I am working as a first-year accountant. I am working as a police officer, a fireman, a nurse, a doctor. Where am I at? How did I get here? Is this a meantime experience? Is this something that I'm just doing to earn some extra bucks until I get through high school, get through college, get to my dream job? So the first thing that you must do is assess, where am I and why am I here? Why am I here? How did I get here? So what was this choice about? And realize also with an attitude of gratitude, you know that that's really big here with Tailored for You Enterprises, an attitude of gratitude, this is where I am right now. This is why I am here right now. Now, what can I gain? What can I gain? I know why I'm here. And I just want to figure out now, what can I gain from this particular experience, whether it's a great experience or a challenging experience? Ask yourself, what gain? And we focus on the positive things. We focus on the positive things. Let's just be honest and be real. You're going to have challenges no matter where you are, no matter what job you have. The best workplaces in the world have their challenges. You know, that's just part of the game. So you're going to have that, and it's perfectly okay. But for the most part, keep your mindset focused on positivity. Even in the challenges, what growth could I gain coming through this, going to the other side of this? And then another great thing that I think is really important is to, if you are in a meantime experience, if you feel like this is not where I quite want to land, I really want to do something else, start creating a vision for where you want to be. Do I want to stay in this profession but do more of ABC or XYZ? Am I looking to climb the ladder? How am I going to climb the ladder? Am I going to climb it here? It's a lot. What I'm talking about in going for greatness is really a lot of exploration, self-excavation, and finding out the information that you need to really go and grow forward in a strong and positive way. So, you know, number one, why am I here? How did I get here? And what can I gain from here? You know, when you go to the mall and you see that map and it says, you are here. So now we're directing, we're putting together a plan, a roadmap, so to speak. So where do you want to go? Do you want to do, is this a temporary thing? Okay, great. So how temporary is temporary? Is it a year? Is it 2 years? Is it the summer? Is it a season or two, just really getting crystal clear about, so how long am I going to be here? Where do I want to go from here? So creating that roadmap for yourself going forward as to what you're going to do. So some people are clear about, they don't know what they want to do. And in that case, I want to offer this insight to you, and that is to take a look at what ignites you, what excites you. And it could be a hobby. It could be something of leisure, of interest. But what excites you? What really gets you excited? And this is especially for a person who's just, you know, in, again, high school and college age, just really trying to figure out where am I going with this? Where do I want to fit in? If you're just not clear, and listen, I've heard people who are transitioning from one job and into retirement, but they're still wanting to do something with their time. They're still wanting to share and to give in the way of career or of work into something else. So take a look at your passions. What are you passionate about? What, again, gets you excited? What would not feel like work for you? And start to explore around that. Try to explore what types of things could I do in my community in the way of career, in the way of work. Maybe perhaps starting off in the way of volunteering. But those are the tips that I wanted to share today, is to go for greatness and get the most out of where you are and what you are doing right now. So we have to ask ourselves, so where am I? Where am I? What's going on? Let me take a good hard look at that. How did I get here? What can I gain from this particular season, this particular moment of my career? And then second, just really doing some self-excavation and exploration. Where do I want to go? What can I do at this moment moving forward? Where do I want to go? Do I want to stay in this particular field that I'm in? Do I want to veer somewhere else? And then taking a look at what ignites and excites you, your passions. Because sometimes we do need to recraft that roadmap and tweak a few of the stops along the way. So I hope that has encouraged you and helped you today here on Tailored for Success. And I wish you all the greatness and all the best in your career endeavors. Until we meet again, remember this, the best is yet to come. Take care. Bye-bye.